Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashantinilayam, the most happening place on the planet, as I always say, and there is really no period in Prashantinilayam calendar when it is a lull period, because if there is no festival, if there is no event, then there are so many devotees and devotee groups waiting to come and bask in his presence and make their offering. So he had devotees from the Indian state of Odisha who were there for their Parthi pilgrimage. We just concluded 2 days ago, 27th and 28th August. Before that, we had Parthi Yatra from devotees of Vishakhapatnam. And now in a couple of days, you will have the Sai Sannidhi Day, where on September 4th, where all the former students of Bhagwan's institutions working in Puttaparthi, Whitefield and Mudanalli will offer their prayers and gratitude to their beloved Swami for this chance to serve at his lotus feet. And then we will have the Ganesh Chaturthi celebrations. While all this is happening in the Sai Kulwant Hall, there are many events happening inside the institution. Just like we had a small celebration on August 29th in the Radio Sai studios, because it was the Radio Sai Day, the day commemorating Swami's visit to the studio in the year 2002. Together we watched that video again and deliberated on what Bhagwan expects from us and how we can serve him better. Similarly, in the university, there was MBA Day celebrations on August 20th and 21st. 30 years since Bhagwan started the management program in Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. A little before that, we had the alumni workshop where you had hundreds of alumni who had gathered in the Prashantinilayam campus to interact with the current students and the faculty members of various departments to see how the alumni can serve their alma mater better. And really, it was so heartening to see these interactions, to see the strong invisible bond that Swami has forged between every Sai student, the bond that connects the Sai students, the Sri Sathya Sai students. You always feel at home once you meet another brother, younger brother or older brother, does not matter. And I really did not want to miss this opportunity, so I went and I interacted with so many of these brothers who had come from all over India. And I was fortunate to bring two of them to the studios of Radio Sai. So I requested these two senior alumni brothers to share their experience of being there for this workshop, and also to look back and reflect on their lives, on how they are different from others, what that silken touch of the master has done to their personalities. And it was really quite a reinvigorating session. And this is what I'm going to play for you today in this last leg of Thursday Live, coming to you straight from the studios of Radio Sai.
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
So welcome to Outside Inside, Deep Inside. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu. The time in the studios now is 8:45, and today we are going to have Shining in His Love, conversation with two senior Sai alumni brothers, Brother K.S. Prasanna Sai and Brother Niranjan Mudibidri. Brother Prasanna Sai was with Bhagwan in the years 1980 to 1987. Those were the formative years of the university. We all know Bhagwan unfurled the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning in 1981. So he belongs to the earliest batches of students. He did his 11th and 12th grade here, and then his bachelor's in commerce and his master's in commerce. Stayed on for 2 more years on Bhagwan's instructions, teaching and doing research. And later, Bhagwan asked him to step out. And that is when he did his ICWA to become a cost accountant. And subsequently, he's worked in various multinational firms. He's worked in very prestigious companies, India Cements, Ford Motor Company, and subsequently he became the head of finance, strategy and planning of the TVS Group. He held this position for 7 years. Interestingly, when Radio Sai came into being in the year 2002, I was mentioning about that Just 2 minutes ago, Brother K. Prasanna Sai was there at the helm of affairs when Bhagwan inaugurated the studio, and the TVS group supported the setting up of the studio in a major way. Later on, Brother Prasanna Sai became the chief finance officer of a Dutch multinational firm called Mafoy Randstad. And after serving here for many years, finally he decided to become an entrepreneur himself and started his own management consultant firm, and that is called Sai Advisory Services. So this is what he is engaged in now, based in Chennai, helping different companies become more productive, more value oriented, and experience that stress-free life that he experienced as a management and corporate executive. Then we have also in the panel discussion Brother Niranjan Mudibidri, who was with Bhagwan again in those early years, 1978 to 1983. He did his bachelor's in arts and then he stayed put in Prashantilayam for a couple of years on Bhagwan's instructions, and then once Bhagwan asked him to go out, he did that and he started his corporate career in HDFC and stayed on with HDFC for a good 22 years. He rose to be the state head of HDFC in 2008. As I told you, after 2 decades of being in corporate life, he too decided to become an entrepreneur, and today he runs his own wholesale pharmaceutical distributions business called Sai Dattatreya Medical and Surgicals. So both of them have had impressive accomplishments in the corporate world, and both of them have had this opportunity to bask in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan in those golden years, in the 70s and 80s. And I wanted to know from them how Swami has been in their lives once they left the portals of Bhagwan's institutions, how he has been there through this journey in the corporate jungle, so to say, how difficult or easy it was for them to implement all that they have learned here in Prashantinilayam, in their roles as managers, as executives. And that is what I tried to capture in the conversation that you're going to listen now. So here is the conversation with Brother Prasanna Sai and Niranjan Mudibidri. We recorded this in the second week of August 2016. Here it is. Sairam, Brother Prasanna Sai and Brother Niranjan Mudibidri, two outside, inside, deep inside.
Sairam.
It's so heartening that we had this workshop in the Prashantinilayam campus of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, and we had so many brothers who had come with this single purpose of how to make our alma mater better, how to ensure that our university and our students continue to shine. So maybe you can tell us a little more about what really went into the making of this workshop, how it happened, and what were the outcomes, because not many people are aware of it, and I think there is so much that happens in the student community, in the alumni community, and the interaction between the alumni and the students, just like, you know, the catalyst is happening where our senior brothers volunteer to help the junior brothers in trying to get placements at appropriate places and to their liking and to their interests and inclinations. So I think there are a lot of work like this which happens, and it happens silently, just like most of the students like to do their things for Swami silently. But I think if you send this message out, it will really help all of us in various ways. So maybe you can start by sharing about the genesis of the workshop and, you know, how it has been the last 2-3 years since we've started this program, and what have been the outcomes. Yes, Brother Prasanna Sir.
Initially, the way the alumni movement started, it was Bhagwan's direction that the alumni come on Jan 1st and reconnect to this place and offer prayers to Bhagwan and go back, you know, charged to run the entire year. This was happening for a couple of years, as we know. Post 2011, we were actually contemplating how to build on this reconnect. Mm-hmm. And how to do this reconnect to the university apart from a mere annual visit of offering prayers alone to Bhagwan. This is where I think the alumni of Sri Satya Sai Institute are different from other alumni. While others will just objectively assess what they could probably contribute to the university in terms of either a grant or in terms of equipments or in terms of even supporting, you know, subject matter experts and content. This alumni group has a devotion and fervor to offer these services also to Bhagwan as a prayer. So, when we dialogued on this subject, initially we were looking at a concept of having pure academic oriented support and a mentoring support to the students. So, initially we started with an overall archiving interaction with all the faculties put together. And from that emerged a couple of activities, such as conducting a distance education program in terms of providing, you know, connect through various experts from outside and the alumni, contributing, let's say, a guest lecture on a topic. Some of us who are active in an academic area began contributing in terms of even setting up papers.
Oh, okay.
Yes, evaluation, assessment of projects, and such other academically oriented support at a teacher level.
Everything voluntary basis.
Everything is on voluntary basis, and alumni do not take any charge. Though the university will say, as a process, would you like to take something? But no alumni takes any contribution for this. As I said, everything is an offer, is a prayer to Bhagwan.
So it's very beautiful. So alumni are now so deeply involved, even in setting up of question papers, directing and guiding students in their projects.
That's right.
Wow.
To the extent that there are certain departments wherein it's almost on a bi-weekly basis. There are experts coming and conducting sessions.
Wow.
So from that, we have evolved to a method wherein, for example, in current year, we have an over-archiving session of inaugural session wherein we reconnect and say, you know, what could be the major breakthroughs for this next 1 year. And we actually divide back into the associated departments. And now each department has its own, you know, in the digital world, they have a Google group. And each of them actually understand their needs. We have gone to now needs analysis to understand where is this department moving next 3 years.
Okay.
So based on the realistic expectation of this journey, let's say for the mathematics department, DMEC, they wanted, you know, a digital approach and data analytics as an area for transformation. So therefore, the students who are now engaged in advanced BI in the outside world, they understand the next generation movement, and they come and reconnect, and they offer, you know, during the period of the year, either in terms of upgrading the course content, they support the academic community, or in terms of, you know, getting a colloquium done for the department. They organize conferences. They actually help in publishing papers, co-creation of papers.
Co-creation of papers.
So this is where I think, you know, during the 70s, we used to talk in America, you know, the academic industry interaction.
Yes.
It's a great subject which is talked about in the Western world.
So that the academics create the individuals that the industry needs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. See, this, like yesterday, I think one of the question one student asked, what should I do to be able to be effective when on my job? So one of the alumni very nicely stated, when we recruit, we don't look at pure skills because we assume that you have it. How do you understand that skill applicable to the sector you are coming in?
Yes.
Like, for example, you can understand a trial balance is a trial balance.
Yes. Any accounting person will know.
Correct. Yeah. A P&L is a P&L.
Profit and loss account, yeah.
How do you understand a profit and loss account in a IT industry? Vis-a-vis in a cement industry.
Yes.
So, I think this is a differential which is sector specific. on top of all that, as Bhagavan always wanted, the integral education.
Yes.
The beauty of all this skill set upgradation, the alumni is able to reconnect in terms of Bhagavan's teaching and transformation. It is purely not skill set of, trying to understand a balance sheet. So, therefore, that is where I think when the students see their senior batches, they not only learnt in the college the skill sets of understanding financial accounts, but they also understood the integrity behind that. They also understood the values behind it. And what the way how one should do their, as Swami says, work is worship, duty is God. What are the real challenges in execution? When you face these challenges, how do you respond to these challenges? So this is where I think alumni is adding a lot of value in bringing not just, a content, but in reflecting the real challenges and how to meet those challenges in the way Bhagavan has taught.
Wow. I think it's really very significant what you're mentioning, because as you mentioned, the students will learn about the basics of financial accounting and, understanding the numbers when you see a balance sheet and profit and loss account. But what is told here also is the idea of Indian ethos and values and integrity. But, I think there is always a feeling that how much of this can you really apply in the practical world? Values are nice and we know they have to be followed, but how easy or difficult it is when you actually try to live by them in the world, which is quite cutthroat, where competition can be very cruel at times. And so listening from senior brothers, people like who have been head of finance in big corporates, and listening to your life, real life experiences, I think that would definitely add a lot of weight and reiterate in a very strong manner what they are learning in the classroom as well as in the mandir and in the environment all around here. Fantastic. I think it's a very beautiful thing. I think the senior brothers coming and interacting with the junior brothers. How it has been for you, Brother Niranjan?
Yeah, see, as whatever person shared, there's one more aspect. Basically, in today's times, all of us feel there's a need for us to strengthen and support the Satsai organization across, whether the institute or the Satsai organization across. And we should be, as you said, as a community, student community, we work silently. Now, I have broken that word into three parts.
Mm-hmm.
We are all silent workers. Sai has lent us as workers.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So, and I believe, as the Satya Sai students, the name Satya Sai is such a big name, actually. We carry that responsibility.
Yes.
And when we carry this responsibility, our conduct and behavior should be such, I'm just making a statement here, that we always, when we talk about any challenges, issues, we talk about Swami being there with us for whatever we do. So one more thought is, this is one thing that I personally think, actually, that at any given point in future or going forward from now, people in the Satsai community should think, see, Satya Sai students are there to take care of these things. No, no, we have to move to that level.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have got so much from him.
Mm.
It's time that we give it back to the society in the way he wanted and he taught us.
Mm-hmm.
So I always, at least wherever we work, we always look at doing things silently without, trying to put too much of hype around it. And see, people should see the tangible benefits in whatever we are doing.
Our actions
should
and
speak.
Our character should speak louder than our words.
Yeah, we need not even publicize that.
Absolutely right. What Niranjan says, I would strongly write it in stone. The difference between the Sai student at work and probably, somebody else, he could also be efficient. No wonder. It's not that, you will only have students who are passed out here as efficient. That is also not correct.
Yeah.
As Swami says, it is Bhagavan's world. It's actually, everything is Bhagavan's, yes. Actually. So they are also efficient. But what happens when somebody goes through a conflict zone? For example, as you rightly said, it is a difficult world outside. You have to meet your competition. You have to meet targets. You will see across various standards. Because it is the world outside.
Yes.
And you will have to meet various authorities for various approvals. You will have to answer various notices, Shoka's notices of your organization. So at that point of time, where does SI student stands out? He can actually explain authentically what is the real situation. There will be no color attached when he handles the case, when he is able to handle the difficult situation. Because people see him neutral. People see him as extremely professional.
Can I ask you to share any incident, share any moment or a particular circumstance where, you know, you saw Sai student handling that in a particular way, which perhaps any other person may or may not have taken that route?
Yeah, today morning, I met one of my classmates. He just came to Parthi for Swami's darshan and namaskar. By chance, I was cleaning the car and I was in the campus, and he suddenly said Sai Ram to me. And his name is Raghu Karunakaran. Okay. And we were just talking. He works for Kotak Mahindra Bank. So we were just talking. I said, did you attend the alumni meet yesterday? No, I came last night. I couldn't come, he said. I'm sharing this because the question you asked, you will get the answer from this person. Okay. It is coincidental. You think it's because Swami is willing it, it's happening that way. Others might think it's coincidental. You know, he came to me, he said, Nandan, what are you doing? And all those things. We discussed, and at the end of the thing, this came from him. I didn't even ask him. His bank people tell him, you are so different from others. He's been working for almost 20 years in the bank now. You're so different from others. You are truly a Sisatsai student.
The bank people?
Bank people told him. His peers, his colleagues, his subordinates. So, somewhere, you know, the Sai student DNA is different and people are able to relate. For example, me, when I joined HDFC in 86 in Mumbai, the first question that was asked to me in the interview was, Niranjan, you are coming from such a place, such Sai Baba's principles and, you know, all those kind of things. You're getting into an industry, you know, builders are there, bankers are there, a lot of wheeling dealing happens. And how are you going to handle it?
You come from a very pious place.
Yeah, yeah. You've got rules and regulations. You follow the discipline and all those things. And on the day when my interview was conducted, it was Guru Purnima Day. Okay? And when I went for the interview, the guy who took who would be my boss, I don't know why he did that. He said, Niranjan, this job will come to you. 95% is my effort, 5% is your luck. Okay. Today, when I look back, he said, Niranjan, if your 5% luck is not there, you won't get the job. And I went for the interview. The person who was taking the interview, he told me, if you have a situation wherein your principles and business interests are compromised, what are you going to do?
You were asked in the interview.
Yeah. So because, see, I am completely coming from background where I have not interacted with anybody. And to be there and this question being asked, it was a tough question at that point in time for me.
I know.
I was thinking what to answer. Suddenly one thought came to me. I don't know how it came. It was a prompting from Swami maybe somewhere. And what I told him was, the day when it actually happens with me in my life, on that day I will take a call whether my principles are more important or business interests are more important. And 22 years in HDFC, I have met innumerable people across the industry, you know, real estate industry, banking and everything. 22 years. First people used to call me Sadhu in the office. Where is Niranjan? See, in that corner he's sitting. He's Niranjan. And today when I look at myself, I can't recognize myself. Okay. By the time I left in 2008, I earned so much of respect in the organization because the way I conducted myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not boasting about myself. I think it's all Swami's blessings yes. at the end of the day.
Yes.
That's why I always say that He has carried me. I have not gone anywhere actually. He has carried me wherever I am today. It's because mm-hmm. of Him.
Mm.
And many situations came wherein there were conflicts. But
yeah, if you can
I'll tell you.
Share one or two.
In Nasik, I was heading the credit risk management team. See, normally when people construct houses and all, you know, they're used to giving bribes everywhere. It's a practice by default, you know, it's a mindset of people that, okay, if I give money, things will work out here. And I was approving and sanctioning loans at that point in time. That time it was not big loans, small loans, say 5 lakhs, 10 lakhs kind of thing. One guy had come from Dubai. Okay. And the loan was sanctioned as per the norms. Everything was given. He came for the disbursement of the check. The first disbursement for constructing a house. And the day he came, I took the signatures of his on all the agreements, what he has to sign. And I was going to hand over the check to him. He came to me and he quietly took out one packet, a brown packet. And it was a thick packet. So I didn't know because I was not exposed to this. This was the first time I experienced this actually. And he kept it on the table. He pushed it like this. He said, "Sir, this is for you." I looked at it. I said, "What is this?" "Sir, this is for you." I said, "What is this?" Because it was closed. It's a brown envelope. I couldn't make out what it was. "Sir, something for you." I said, I asked him very clearly, "Is this money?" He just nodded. He said, he's a Christian guy. So I said, "I don't want anything from this." "No, sir, please take it." I got so upset, you know, at that point.
Mm.
Fortunately, nobody was there next to my cubicle and I literally shouted at him. I said, "You take this back right now. If you don't take it back, I will cancel the check and you know, cancel the loan immediately."
Oh my God.
No. I don't know what came over me actually. I was so upset.
Mm.
And he got so scared because my voice was very strong and he immediately took back the packet. Then I told him, "Why did you do this?" "So what to do, sir? Every place where we go, people are asking money." I said, "Next time, don't do this with anybody." See, it's a matter of thing. We can say, "Don't do it with me." But I said, "Don't do it with anybody else. Don't give this to anybody." So, subsequently, he came for 2-3 disbursements of loan. He would come, salute me and go back. See, it's not the question of salute. Here, your business interests and principles were getting compromised.
Yes.
And in this situation, what we learned here about integrity. Now, integrity matters a lot. Your credibility matters a lot. And that's how you build up in your career, your integrity and credibility. These are the instances.
Yes.
These are the stepping stones to build up your credibility in the industry.
Wow.
And this is one of the experiences which I am sharing.
Wow. Amazing.
I can relate to one experience from, as you rightly said, the response from the field.
Mm.
Like how do they see Swami students?
Mm.
When I was a CFO of a global corporation, I was invited... By one of the global banks, and right from CEO and the senior staff, they spent the entire day on me because I am a client, and plus I am from Bhagwan's college too. And the CEO, of course, he had a lot of intellectual dialogue in trying to understand the industry, and since I was in a sector which could comment on the performance of other sectors also, so he was basically gauging how the economy was performing and things like that. Post that, the executive council hosted a lunch. And in the late afternoon, the head of treasury said, they call me Sai. The persona is forgotten in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Sai, can I take you to treasury bench? I said, let's move. Absolutely fine. You know, that bench is very small bench, handles a few thousand crores on a daily basis. And it's a very confidential operation of the bank. I said, you know, why I wanted to take you to the department. I said, really not. He said, we have taken two of your students.
Oh.
He asked me this question. What do you teach there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
What do you teach there? it is so different.
Mm-hmm.
They take people from IIM, they take people from any other, you know, reputed institute because there is a global bank. He said, what we have found in your students is they don't show off. They are so humble. And sometimes we might discount this to be, you know, a lack of aggression. But at the end of 3 years, we know they are the asset. Because that's the time we realize it's our problem. They are the long-term asset of the bank. So this is an authentic expression from an outside world.
And they could trust them to handle such a confidential operation. Of the
they say the consistency and the integrity, and not only that, efficiency. And see, every organization needs a long-term performance. On an account of the modern day pressure, you know, it's quarter-on-quarter performance, which is the fate of any organization. It can't run away from it. But that's not the end of organization. Organization has to have, you know, the backbone, which actually survives the business cycles.
Mm.
So these are the students which actually are, wherever they are working, I see, because as you rightly know, by the footprint of the alumni group, we are able to gauge this actually. We can touch the organization. The organization will respond this way. This is only a sample response. And we see that right across the industry. It's not just restricted to, you know, either banks or, you know, a manufacturing sector. It's not. So this is the impact what we see, as I say, a silent revolution, which Bhagawan probably wanted. As we always know, Bhagawan did not want advertisement. He said, you have to leave my message.
Yes.
And I think the words of Bhagawan has really come to reality now.
Wow. Wow.
And what I feel, the way things are moving now, and at the end of the, we don't know, the, you know, it's all his timings.
Yes. Okay.
So what will transform, when it will transform, we don't know. A lot of distractions are there, but at the end of the day, I think this distraction is a change in the making, in every which way, in the Satsai community.
Can you explain what you're trying to say?
See, I'll tell you what. I'm just giving an example of this. Okay. If there's a wound, if you have to cure the wound, the pus has to be removed.
Yes.
From within the body, not from outside the body.
Yes.
Okay. So some things which happen in the Satsai community as a whole, it will be very painful.
Mm.
It will distract you.
Mm.
Okay. But when a change has to happen, there has to be a disturbance.
Yes.
If there is no disturbance, the change will never happen and you will not value the change.
Yes. So welcome the disturbance because
it
is only a harbinger of what is to come.
Yeah. So what we should do is always pray to Swami to give us the strength to overcome this, at least face these distractions.
Yes.
Okay. Continue to do the work in a positive way. So at the end of that pain being going off, the positive work which is already existing will give the value to all the people around.
Yes.
Always engage in activities and, you know, whatever you're doing in a positive manner. The tendency of today's generations, not in Satsai community, across is to focus on negativity. Anything you see, you see the news, you see any of these things,
yes,
we always focus on negativity. And the best way to overcome negativity is do positivity.
Yes.
That's
absolutely
the way it is.
Fantastic. In fact, as you mentioned, that, you know, slowly we are seeing that change. Slowly we are seeing that how the students from this university are different and the world recognizing them for what they are. Like, for example, I remember very recently, I think 2-3 years ago, when the Economic Times, along with another organization, conducted a series of tests to identify the top young leaders of India. You know, our students were part of it.
Yeah.
Sohan Datta was part of it. He's working now in Bangalore. And similarly, when another student, Pratim Banerjee, who finished here in 2012, he got absorbed in TS, Tata Administrative Service. And like, I know many more such students, Ishrikant, another person comes to my mind, who was identified as the emerging leaders in the IT sector. He's in Bangalore.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there are so many students like that. And if you see what is the differentiating factor in all these students, I think it is not just the skill as we have been discussing. There is something else that people are seeing in them. Can I say, does it have a lot to do with the personality of the students in terms of how Bhagwan used to lay so much emphasis on man management?
I think definitely I agree with that.
Because, you know, Swami went to the extent of saying that here, masters in business administration can simply be called as man management. And I feel living in the hostel and working together, doing so many things in the mandir and so many activities in the hostel and in the college, I think there is something that goes into the making of the man as a holistic person.
You are absolutely correct. I'll relate one incident in real life. I used to be the head of finance and accounts at a plant in Castrol. You know, it's a normal routine during the puja time and during Diwali, you distribute sweets. And during those days, it was a migration of, you know, a contract labor. It was the first time a global security agency was engaged. The plant was, plant had its own security agency, and generally the sweets get distributed to the full-time employees. So the practice from Bhagwan is everybody should get it.
Yes.
This is what one thing we learned, that there is a classless society. In front of God, all are equal.
Yes.
So I got the sweets arranged even for this contract staff. And it is just a normal routine. As we, for us, this is something which we do it as a routine, and
yes,
we don't even think about it.
Think too much about it.
Yeah, exactly. We forget it. Yeah. Almost after 2 years, I went to a global bank for some purpose in Mount Road, and I was about to park my car. Then immediately one security came running and he said, no, you cannot park here. This is not allowed. From inside the cabin, another security saw. He came running. He saluted. I smiled at him. I said, I saluted. Obviously, Sai Ram comes in your mouth. Then he said, sir, do you remember me? Then I told him, no, I don't remember you. Can you explain? Little bit. Sir, do you remember? I used to be a security guard in Castrol.
Oh.
And you used to take care of us.
Oh, wow.
He said, sir, no, you can leave your vehicle here. See, the expression of the love which Bhagwan says.
Yes.
If we restrict the love which God has given us to ourselves, we would only be living in a restricted society.
Yes.
But as Swami says, expand the love without expecting anything.
Yes. Yes.
That's what Bhagwan has taught.
Taught us. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Imagine after 3 years, he must be seeing thousands of people.
Correct.
I'm sure these guards work in, you know, they are in casual labor. They'll work in various places, right?
Yeah.
But why should he remember one person? So he's not seeing us.
Yes.
He's seeing Swami in us.
Yes. And I think, you know, it is that act that we did thinking Swami will approve of it.
Absolutely.
And in some ways, because you were different, because nobody else perhaps had done that. You know, many times, I remember E. Shrikant sharing this, you know, there was this office boy who would give tea, coffee, etc. to all the people. And so after he joined the company, he just went and spoke to him, you know, during those breaks, you just casually, you just talking to him and asked him, you know, how are you and how is your family? That guy started crying. What happened? What did I say anything wrong? Is it something too personal? He said, no, I've been working here like for 20 years. If I make even a slightest delay in delivering coffee or tea, I would definitely be shouted at. No one has ever asked me, you know, if I have a family, do I have a problem? You know, how do I manage? No one has ever asked me. He was so touched. And for Ishikan, he's like, oh, I mean, what is this? I mean, this is natural to us. I mean, anybody, I mean, who does something for you, I mean, you only feel that it is manners and it is being a human to just extend courtesies.
I'll just share an incident.
Sure.
When I quit as a sales head for HDFC in 2008, a few months before that, I used to recruit, train them, and, you know, everything was handled by me. I had a team of 150 people under me when I quit. And one of the guys who joined, very newly joined, and he was at the lowest level as a sales executive. And his team lead was a very strict guy, and he used to shout at people.
Mm-hmm.
And my CEO also always tell me, Niranjan, you are a different kind of sales guy. You never shout at people. You don't give galleys and, you know, make them do work.
Mm.
I don't know how you manage your targets. Okay?
Oh.
That's how he used to tell me. Mm. Every time he meets me, this is the dialogue it has to come
how
from.
How do you get your work done without losing your temper and without really being aggressive in that sense?
Yeah. So, sales guys are supposed to be aggressive. That's the image people carry.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't be a very nice and soft speaking.
Yeah. So, this guy came.
Humble, polite.
Before a few days before I left, he came to me. He said, in the evening when I was going back from office, he said to me, "Sir, I'm going to commit suicide."
Oh my God.
So, I was like, I said, "What happened? What is so this thing that, my team leader is harassing me? He's telling you're not doing anything. I'm going to remove you from the job. I'll tell Niranjan that you're not required in the organization anymore." It's just a month since he joined. I was climbing down the steps. I put my hand over his shoulders. His name was Basavraj. I said, "Basavraj, I am with you." I told him, "You're new. I'll handle the team lead. I am with you. From today onwards, I will give you the leads. You go and talk to the clients. You convert. And both of us have a deal. After a few months, your team lead should say, 'Basavraj is my best guy in the team.'"
Wow.
And 3 months before I quit, I gave him private, without telling anybody, I gave the leads to him. He went and converted. I knew these leads would surely convert into business.
Mm-hmm.
He converted those leads. 2 years down the line, 2010, the team lead came with Basavraj to my house for his wedding.
Oh.
For the team lead's wedding invitation.
Wow.
And Basavraj winked at me. Because we knew what was the secret.
Wow.
Today, you know, in the dog-eat-dog world, if you can call it, we forget the softer aspects of our lives.
Yes.
And I think this is where Sai student brings in the softer aspect into a daily life, which people don't experience.
Hmm.
But these are the things which remain. Today, that Basavraj has got a car, he's got a house, he is still working with HDFC.
Wow.
And he's one of the best performers.
Fantastic.
See, I was only an instrument. Maybe it was destined for him. But at that lowest point in his life, I said something which actually changed his life.
Hmm.
But the credit should not go to me, it should go to Swami, because somewhere he has put these things into our system, wherein we go and actually do these things.
Yes.
And when we look back at life, we see the difference that makes.
Yes.
More than anything else, what I find, if we were to see the experiences of the ASCII says alumni, individual level and also at a community level. As Bhagwan says, you think of good, good happens.
Hmm.
When you don't have confidence to handle the problem, you rattle. You also do not have faith whether your own principles will handhold you into success. But once you establish this credibility of, you know, practicing this, the next person interacting with you actually feels your value system even before entering your cabin, coming to your desk.
Hmm.
Because that is being spoken about around you. Because as we say, 360 is not an instrument. It is virtual and real on day-to-day basis. Everyone talks about, you know, everyone in the as a colleague in an organization. And today, organization is not just organization. It is a subsystem of a larger system. You have suppliers, you have customers, you have auditors, you have lawyers. Yes. You are dealing with bankers, you are dealing with governments. Everybody is handling everybody. So, everybody will come to know.
Yes.
This is what is exactly they say, setting expectation in management.
Mm-hmm.
In a transaction analysis, if you set your expectation right, the community which interacts with you will actually perform to that expectation.
Wow.
So this is actually a very, very, very high intellectual management thinking. So it's a very objective way of setting up, you know, setting expectations. So today training programs and managers and leaders are taught how to set expectations.
Wow. So I think you actually, you build that aura around you.
Absolutely. It is automatic as when you engage in this in thought, word and deed, as Bhagavan says. First, as he says, I also faced this initial instance. They used to say, he from Sai Baba's college, he'll be like this, no, but he'll become normal after some time.
So you are being abnormal because you are trying to not very aggressive.
At the same time, yeah, not really. What I mean is, it's not putting up holy picture, not that.
Yes.
But refraining from certain acts which are not to be done in our dictionary.
Yes.
So that is it. It's not about saying, no, we are holy and somebody is unholy. Yeah. No, I say, yeah. This is a more a practical way to life, yes, to say that these things do not attract us to do respond in that manner.
Yeah.
But then, after that they come back and say, hey, how is it that you have been the same person for 30 years? We see you exactly like this as a student. We thought that you will change after you get a job. We thought that after getting married you will change.
Mm. And pressures of life will automatically ensure that, you know, you...
Break.
You buckle.
Yeah.
Break. According to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And that is where we say the training given under Bhagavan holds you in good stead.
Wow.
So, if you don't have this osmosis, you will have different grades of it. But if you have been a sponge, that's it. That's good enough. As somebody said yesterday, don't say I don't have time. Just tell Bhagavan that I want to do service. That is enough. Bhagavan will create time for you. He will create opportunity for you. Nobody is short of running. So all of us, I travel to 9 cities across the country on a monthly basis, right? I'm on travel most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't complain. Actually, at a loss, if we don't do, at least an act a day for as prayer to Bhagavan, right? And service, not just, thinking about it. So, see, Japanese taught us the theory of daily work management. Bhagavan taught us right from our hostel life. Daily work management. So, it's the daily work management. Daily come to bhajan.
It's daily worship management.
Yeah. Exactly.
And your worship is your work.
Yeah.
Exactly. And this rhythm, I'm telling you, this today, most of the days I travel 4 o'clock to the airport, I don't feel tired. Why? Because we're used to getting up Omkaram Suprabhatam.
Wow.
I used to ring the bell in the hostel. So, I mean, there is nothing secret about it in our life.
Yes.
So, as we say, what we need to internalize.
Yes.
It's not a theory. What we need, what we go through this rhythm, internalizes and consistently takes us through. So, it is not about saying after the student goes outside, he tries to be an alumni, tries to react, to the environment. He just needs to be the same and pick up more skills.
Yeah, he just needs to be what he is.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
It is just that, there will be a few challenges, but those are very, very short term. And given what you are, you can happily actually withstand them.
Yeah. That's true.
And Kali is there.
Yeah.
He will carry you.
Correct.
Absolutely right.
That faith needs to be there constantly.
Mm.
The faith in the self and the faith in God, that will carry you anywhere.
Mm.
For anybody for that matter, not only Sai students, across. Yeah.
Mm.
So we need to have that faith in ourselves.
Mm.
And Swami has told us so many times, I'm with you, around you, below you, above you.
Yes.
I think his words are the final.
Yes.
You cannot question them. You should believe in them and live in that manner.
Yes. Wow. As I say, the faith is to see the invisible, experience the incredible and achieve the impossible.
Absolutely.
Correct.
And not just only stand gasping at it.
Yes.
Oh,
wow. But have there been times, Brother Niranjan, in your long career in the corporate world where you felt, how is this happening to me? Swami, how is this happening to me? I mean, I have done all these years and I've been trying to follow your teachings, and why am I being pushed to such a tight corner? Have there been any instances?
No, I'll tell you why. The two things, whenever I've gone through tough times, innumerable times, I'll tell you what, when my father had cancer in 1990, Dr. Alreja used to go to Swami and give a daily report to Swami about my father's condition.
He was in the ashram.
He was working here. My mother was also here. And I was in Nasik at that point in time, and Dr. Alreja would, every day, Swami would ask, how is Niranjan's father?
Mm-hmm.
He would always make it a point to ask in that manner.
Mm-hmm.
And Chiranjeev Rao also. So he asked him, and Swami, he used to tell Swami, he's sinking, he's very bad and all those things. He used to tell. Then just before he was taken to Bangalore by me, Dr. Aldija told him, Swami, we can't keep him here anymore. It's not possible to keep him here. He requires urgent surgery and all those things. It's very bad. The cancer is very bad. Swami told, what to do? Niranjan is staying with the old man. Shirdi is very close to Nasik. And I was the person who used to take all the senior management people to Shirdi. He's a Sai Baba devotee. He'll take him. And since the trust had kept a lot of deposit with HDFC, we were given passes. And I was the pointsman. You know, whenever anybody comes from Bombay or any place in India, they would say, Niranjan, we'll give you a taxi, take him, bring him back. So, Swami told that, my mother told me this, I was not aware of this, that he's telling, he's with the old man, what to do, three ladies are
there. Referred to Sri Baba as the old man.
Yeah. Three ladies are there, what can they do? So, and that point in time, I remember, I came to Palti with my boss. My boss wanted to see Puttaparthi. So I came with him. I went back. Next day, my father expired. And 1 week prior to that, I had a big argument with the management on the appraisal systems. And I was very aggressive. And my boss was completely upset with me. He said, Niranjan, you have spoiled your career here. But I put across some points. So, when I went to my boss, I said, I want to go and leave. He said, just we went and came back. I said, my father is no more. I need to go back. When I opened my bank account, that time the salaries were very low. I had 2,000 rupees in my account. And I was thinking, where do I get money? I went and told my boss, I want some special advance. No, at that time he had not expired, basically. He was going to be taken to the hospital, St. Philomena's. Sorry, there's a correction. And I had 2,000 rupees. I was wondering, operation, I don't know how much is going to cost, what is going to be there, blood is required, everything is required. And they said, here doctors told, we can keep him for 1 day over here. So within 1 day I had to come. I couldn't take a flight because I didn't have money. 2,000 rupees in my bank account. I told my boss, he said, no, Niranjan, you have upset the whole management because of the way you talk to them and all those things. And we can't give you any advance. I said, okay, give me salary advance. So whatever was my salary, they gave as per the rules, whatever salary advance, some 10,000 rupees I got. I didn't tell this to anybody. Two guys who had just joined in the organization quietly came, kept two DDs on my table, 5,000 each. New guys who had joined in. I didn't even tell them my father has got a problem. Drawn on Bangalore. It was on my table. When I came out from my boss's cabin, I see two DDs. I said, who gave? I said, those two guys said, we have kept it over there for you. Then, my boss talked to the HR head. He said, Niranjan wants a special advance for his father's operation. No, no, he's behaved very badly. What advance he's asking? You know, that kind of a very response was very negative. So my boss said, he's saying, apologizing for that. He told on behalf of me everything to him. He didn't allow me to speak to them. He said, okay, if Niranjan is saying that, give him 15,000 advance right now. If he wants in cash form, give in cash form. By the end of the day, I had 45,000 in my hand when I came to Bangalore.
Wow.
My boss went out of the way to get some small trust in Bombay. He got 5,000 from those trusts towards this thing. When I came here, I went to Parthi. A doctor told, 3 hours of saline we can give. If you take him by that time, he might survive. Otherwise, we cannot say. Booked a taxi and took him there. When we went there, the doctor was saying, it's a gone case. Why should we admit? We said, nothing. We want to admit. And my mother is a very strong lady. You know? So she said, nothing. You're a doctor. You're supposed to do your work. So they admitted. They said, Dr. M.G. Bhatt came in the evening. He said, it's a gone case. We cannot do it. We'll take 1 month because he had no blood in the body. 1 month to get him back to a level where we can do the surgery. No flesh, no blood in the body. And that point in time, that's one point where you asked me the question, were you pushed to the corner? And that was a point where I pushed to the corner. But I was so calm and cool. Today when I look back, in that kind of a situation, we get rattled.
Yes.
But somewhere at the back of the mind, that's the time I changed as a person. Because I never faced such a challenge in my life. And they said 13 bottles of blood is required. And you know who are giving it? The Sevadals.
Oh.
They wanted only fresh blood, and A positive was my father's blood group. I don't know who is to come, who is to give and go off. I just put a word in the Sevadal. Some of our old students were day scholars when we were in Vrindavan, and they were working in LIC. They started sending people from LIC. St. Philomenus is very near LIC office. 1 month, 13 bottles of blood, food and saline was given, and after 1 month, Dr. M.G. Bhatt took 2 hours to convince the anesthesia doctor to give the anesthesia, because doctor said, we can't give him. He won't come out of it. And this is one instance of, you know, when I thought I was pushed to the corner. But ultimately, see, all of us go through a life in waves. You go through a trough and you go on a high. And again, I think the faith, what matters, and he gives us a strength from within. We don't have to look for strength outside of it. The strength from within to withstand that.
So your father's operation happened?
Yeah, he survived after that for 2 years.
Oh, wow.
He worked here. You know, at night, 11 o'clock, Ramchandra is handling the Indian gas. My father was handling the first thing there. On the last
the gas
day...
gas supplies.
Yeah. So on the last day, at 11 o'clock in the night, in a sleeping position, my father signed the last voucher.
Wow.
Cash had come in and he counted it. He was sleeping. Counted it and signed it off. That was the last act he did.
Work is worship and work became worship. And he became one with the one we worship. Wow.
That's how
amazing.
One will be pushed to a corner as a cycle in one's life.
Mm. It'll keep happening.
As Bhagavan says, pleasure is interval between two pains.
It is not that pain is the interval between two pleasures.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's a golden algorithm which Bhagavan has also given us. But then, during those occasions, therein lies the test of faith.
Mm.
So, it's no point in being good when times are good. In those tough moments whether you can demonstrate your deep faith in Bhagavan.
Mm.
In fact, I should not be sitting here.
Oh,
our entire family should have collapsed in 2011.
Oh,
and we actually had a head-on collision. In fact, the 2011 before Bhagavan's Mahasamadhi, Jan when we came, and at last minute I had an invitation for my son Supanayana. Swami's actually waved hand. But
he beckoned you.
And Vedanayana was saying, Swami is calling, go, go, go.
Mm.
And at that point of time, the chair was moving into the car. Press the button.
Mm.
So since that time, you remember the last year, there was a lot of crowd and boys were rushing.
Yes.
People like us don't feel like rushing. Mm. You know, I just stayed back. Because when I saw so much of crowd running,
it's
so frail. And at that point of time, we said, why go and disturb at this point of time? And I just kept quiet. Maybe another occasion we can offer the prayer to Bhagavan. And that was there actually. And I was coming to Parthi, and that was the time it happened. But then, all of us survived. This is direct head-on collision.
You survived that and came to Parthi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Post that, because of course we were deeply hospitalized. But what I want to tell you is, my daughter's leg was cut, my leg was cut.
Oh.
And we survived because there was no steering available in front. It was powdered because the lorry had rammed into the vehicle.
Oh.
And of course, there is a classmate who comes along, who meets me after 23 years.
Oh.
Who comes in a car behind.
My God.
And Swami arranges pickup for that also, because we have to face our karma. And Bhagavan does all that support. There are plenty of connections, plenty of anecdotes associated with that, how at every stage Swami demonstrated, I am monitoring you. Then I told my daughter, just say Sai Ram, that is enough. Don't say anything else. Don't cry, because I just covered the flesh and tied my leg and got
her leg had cut off.
Inside, yes. Inside, bone had got cut. And we didn't, mine was external complete injury and her was internal. And the ortho, chief of ortho in Apollo in Chennai, he is number one doctor. He told me, nobody can be calm with that excruciating pain. It is impossible.
Mm.
And my daughter said, I was saying only Sai Ram.
Wow.
So the question is, you can one can ask, why did this happen?
Yes.
But we can always say, it happened because it happened on the journey to Prithi. Had it been on a holiday, we would not be there.
Mm.
So the question is, how do you take life incidents and move towards Bhagwan? Is the challenge. Mm. There are plenty of occasions, like he has career challenges. Yes, I've had challenges, and in one exit interview, one of the director was saying, why don't you write, you know, against another person who actually had caused so much of harm? I said, we were not taught to do that. And he was amazed. He said, what? He said, no, we are not taught to cause harm to the person who is harming you. We can explain, we can convince, we can reflect, but beyond that, we are not to cause harm.
Wow.
So, when there are occasions when you are pushed to the corner, that's when the real test starts.
Yes.
And one will go through this, as we said, in a cycle.
Hmm.
And that is where I think if you have unquestionable, you know, faith towards Bhagwan, he comes, definitely supports us. He also gives clue to the clue answer.
Wow.
And he is with us. So I think
your daughter is fine?
She's fine. And the first Pancharatna Kriti she only sang.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And she comes regularly to Parthi. She's a Sundaram singer now.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Amazing. Well, I think all these tests that come to us, as you mentioned, you know, it'll happen. I mean, all are on the journey to Parthi. Because on our journey to Prashanti Nilayam, to that abode of supreme peace within ourselves, I think there are always these tests. But I think if you have that faith, then Swami will convert these tests into testimonies of His love.
Yeah, correct. Definitely.
Exactly.
Swami will convert these times in our life where we think it's everything's a mess. I think we'll see a message there.
Absolutely.
Correct. And I think none of the tragedies are tragedies.
Absolutely.
Actually, we should stop using the word test. I think we should use it as testimony, as you rightly said.
Testimony of His love.
Yeah.
The latest, I'll tell you, the last month.
Oh.
How Swami takes care
is
actually... We will only be worried that what are we doing back, actually.
What are we doing
for
this much love?
Correct. I ordered from Sundaram in the photo stall. No? We ordered the large picture of Bhagwan, saying, you know, usual statement, he is the master of the house and he is part of our every meal. I thought of having that picture, large, developed picture at home. And I told uncle, why don't you get it? And he said, okay, we'll get it. Don't worry. We'll get it printed in Prashant Nilayam and it'll come. So... First time they printed, it came without the statement. Second time they printed and sent it, it was half the size. So the third time they had printed and brought it, it was a perfect time.
Mm.
And mind you, the whole thing is ready to be taken. That was the day we are actually having alumni bhajan in Sundaram.
Oh, okay.
And I told, we have been having alumni bhajan in Gindi temple every second Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, our main bhajan singers are itself our boys only.
Mm.
So we didn't feel like asking for an exclusive quota of alumni bhajan in Sundaram. But we don't know what is Bhagavan's command. And the custodian, 3 months back in a dialogue, he said, why don't you have, you know, alumni bhajan in Sundaram on a regular basis? Anyway, you're having in Gindi temple, you should have here also. Then somehow, already the dates are allotted to various samitis. So we had to reallocate and start effectively in a month, in July end. So we started, this was the day, and both of them are saying, why don't you keep this photo in the altar in Sundaram, and then take it home.
Oh.
So, Bhagwan comes in a grand manner only. Even the small thing, he actually demonstrates, look, I'm watching.
Yes.
So, which actually puts us in a much more, introspective mood, saying, how do we live his message?
Wow. Amazing. Yeah, I know we can go on. And there are so many more thoughts that come to my mind also, which we can discuss. But I think we have made a very good starting point. And we will definitely continue the discussion. And I know both of you come from families which have been devoted to Bhagwan like for half a century. And there is so much that Bhagwan has showered and you have experienced. And now when you reflect, it all the time gives you new meanings, right? And it has become such a colossal of strength for you and your succeeding generations. And It's really fantastic. And I think we really need to share these with the coming generation, with the community, with the Sai family, because this is what really inspires us to be what Bhagwan wants us to be. So thank you so much, brothers, for taking a time out. I know it's just a very short trip for you also. You had a very busy day yesterday. And I know that you have probably postponed your trip, leaving for Prashantham just for this. Thank you so much for taking your time. And I hope and pray to Bhagwan that we can meet often and share his message and his love. Thank you so much.
Sai Ram.
Jai Sai Ram.
So that was Brother Prasanna Sai and Brother Niranjan Mudipidri, two senior alumni of Bhagwan's university, sharing their moments of learning and practicing the learning in their daily life and experiencing the stress-free and blessed life of being a Sai devotee, of being a Sai alumni. Yes, there is much more to what they have experienced, and we are going to continue this conversation in different formats in the coming weeks. Probably we will have an episode of Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories with these brothers. And ruminate on how once Bhagwan touches us, we are never the same again. And we can never be ordinary because we have been touched by someone who is supremely extraordinary. Let us all strive to make our lives extraordinary. We need not do great things, as Mother Teresa said. All we have to do is to do the things with great love. Automatically, the things would become great. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for being with us all through the day. As I sign off, I offer my salutations at Bhagwan's lotus feet and thank each one of you for your time, for your interest, and for all those loving emails that always inspire us, motivate us, and give us ideas how we can make our offerings better. Thank you so much. Sign off.